This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the Health Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Alexander Satin, a spine surgeon at Texas Back Institute. He's passionate about minimally invasive robotic spine surgery and disc replacement. And Dr. Satin, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and we are appreciative of your taking a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, if you would, tell us more about your role with Texas Back Institute and how long have you been with the practice?
Sure. I've been with Texas Back for almost 5 years now. The first year was as one of our spine surgery fellows. And then after fellowship, I joined the practice as a spinal surgeon, and I'm also co-director of the spine surgery fellowship now.
Excellent. And if you would, tell us more about your new high-fidelity spine simulator. That sounds quite interesting. And how does it use virtual reality to train young surgeons?
Absolutely. So a large part of our practice is our spine surgery fellowship, where orthopedic and neurological surgeons, after completing their residency, will spend a year with us to focus on spinal surgery. And so we're constantly looking for ways to better train our fellows. The haptic feedback and training module is designed to give the fellows an opportunity to practice surgery, learn new techniques. It's also available to our spine surgeons. We're constantly looking to try new techniques and new technology, and what better way to do that on a simulator? Traditionally we were using cadaver labs, which have a lot of cost, and there's a lot of coordination difficulties with that, and then, you know, obviously procuring cadavers is expensive. This is a low-cost way to replicate surgery. We're also able to provide real-time feedback. And so it's been something that we're very proud to have and start to utilize for both educational purposes as well as expanding our practices.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback there. That is most appreciated. Now, what do you think someone needs to be a good spine surgeon, and do you enjoy mentoring young surgeons? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a wonderful experience so far, and it's wonderful to see fellows come in at the beginning of their training and then leave and be ready to take care of patients safely and appropriately on their own. Being a good spine surgeon, we could probably spend the full interview talking about just that. Aside from, you know, learning how to appropriately work up and diagnose patients, obviously a large part is the surgical training, in which most people spend close to a decade before being even in clinical practice. And so the component that the simulator is great for is it allows the fellows to get extra reps, if you will, and practice and go through and perform the surgery in a simulated fashion. It's like how we train pilots. Most of the time when pilots fly a plane for the first time, they've spent hundreds and probably thousands of hours on simulators. And so the same logic applies here. And it's a great way for the fellows to supplement the training that they get with us in the operating room, which is more so as an assistant, and then to gradually and appropriately build that autonomy via the simulator.
Once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. We're speaking with Dr. Alexander Satin, a spine surgeon at Texas Back Institute, passionate about minimally invasive robotic spine surgery and disc replacement. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Orthopedic Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what benefits does being trained on simulators give surgeons?
Well, I think the benefit is that it gives more time practicing. I mean, you know, the hours that you spend practicing translate to better efficiency and better results in the operating room. And so I think that any type of training or simulation, you know, surgeons, many people may not know this, but, you know, even skilled, experienced spine surgeons are constantly and regularly working in cadaver labs learning new techniques, learning from other surgeons. And so, like we previously discussed, the cadaver labs are, there are some, you know, obstacles to continue, you know, regular use with that. And so having some sort of simulation that doesn't involve that has distinct benefit.
And that actually does make a lot of sense. Good stuff there. And also, and this says a whole lot right here, why was Texas Back Institute chosen to use this new spine surgery simulator first?
I think we have a long track record of training fellows. We're over the past 30 plus years have trained almost 150 spine surgeons. And so when you have a legacy like that of producing successful spine surgeons and having access to people in training, I think that, you know, that kind of sets a standard. And, you know, I think we have a good grasp on the skills and techniques that are required in order to be successful.
Well, that's quite an acknowledgement to be chosen first to use this new spine surgery simulator. Good stuff. And again, certainly a lot to be proud of there. Lastly, is there any spine health tips that you'd like to share as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I think maintaining good overall health and fitness is essential for good spine health. I've seen patients who have, pretty complex issues based on their x-rays and MRI, but they've been able to kind of keep the symptoms at bay by maintaining excellent physical health. I'd advise all my patients to maintain good core strength and flexibility. And we know that having good, strong musculature adjacent to the spine can help mitigate some of the symptoms and provide overall health. I think if you're lucky to live long enough, everybody starts to develop arthritis and some degeneration of the spine that you can see on x-rays. Fortunately, most people are not symptomatic. And so I think maintaining good health and fitness, maintaining a good diet, and performing regular exercise is essential to maintaining good spine health.
Certainly do appreciate those final words and concluding tip. Much appreciated there. And if listeners wanted to get more information on Texas Back Institute, where's the best place online to get further information?
Sure. They can visit our website at texasback.com. They can learn more about our practice. There's information on the fellowship as well and our research foundation.
And of course, listeners, you can find this link also within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Dr. Satin, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Awesome. Thanks.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Alexander Satin, a spine surgeon at Texas Back Institute, passionate about minimally invasive robotic spine surgery and disc replacement. And for all the details, once again, visit texasback.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.